Erika Ihensia is cultural curator for the region where they were found. She recently published Prinz Rostifull with selections from the Unner stories and joins us from Germany to weave the tale for us. Erika, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Yeah. Welcome. Victoria, I think, is your name. Exactly. I'm speaking from Germany, and I have to say that my English is perhaps not so good. Please excuse that.
Well, that's okay, but we can begin by establishing it's Virginia, not Victoria.
Virginia, excuse me.
That's okay. Tell us about who collected these stories. I'd love to dig into it.
Well, he was a man who was born in 1810, who was called
Hidden Tales. I'd love to hear one from Franz's collection. Could you share one with our listeners today, Erika?
Oh, yes. I like so many of them, but I think one is special because we are walking towards Easter.
Uh-huh.
I am going to tell you one Easter tale. It is called The Weasel. A weasel or a polecat, I think that's the right word for it. There was a little weasel which was running along the meadows and pastures and so on, but there were bad boys who chased them and wanted to catch the weasel and wanted to even kill it. And there was a little poor girl who was sitting out and said to the weasel, "Come to me, I will protect you. Come to me, sit to me. Look, I have an egg with me, drink it. I'm sure you're hungry." And she took one of those blessed eggs and went out to her weasel, and the weasel drank it out, and in the same moment, there was a big fire flame, which was high as a palace, and she lost her consciousness, and only when she woke up, she was sitting there. There was no fire flame anymore, but there was a wonderful, handsome prince.
Of course.
And a real palace was standing there, and the prince said to her, "You solved me, you delivered me, you released me from my being bewitched, and now I want to ask you, what do you want to be my wife?" And then they got married, and if they are not dead, they are still living.
And they lived happily ever after, as we say?
I didn't understand that, excuse me?
We end our fairy tales with, "and they lived happily ever after."
Thank you very much.
That was terrific. Erika Ihensia. She is a cultural curator and author of...